just too connected.
Another way in which globalization can threaten globalization is when the system itself gets so greased and wires the world so tightly together that small groups of people, whether it be investors or super-empowered angry men, such as Osama bin Laden, can threaten the whole edifice by their excesses. If you talk to Wall Street investment banks today, they will tell you that the thing that absolutely took them by surprise in the market meltdown of August-September 1998 was how much more interconnected the system was than they realized. None of their risk models, which were based on past correlations between investments and certain events, none of those models had anticipated the sort of chain reactions that in 1998 made a mockery of the whole concept of diversification. Companies that thought they were diversified by investing in different financial instruments with different maturities, in different currencies, in different markets, in different countries, they all found out quickly that their investments were all part of one big interlinked chain from which they could not escape when markets started to nosedive. One link in the chain pulled down the other, and thanks to globalization, this chain is becoming longer and longer, tighter and tighter every day. And the scary truth is, we still don't fully understand what it means to be so interlinked or how to protect ourselves when one of those links weakens.